Developing a sustainable traceability system was a crucial recommendation which supported the lifting of the ban on exports of five vegetables from Ghana to the European Union in December 2017. The forum brought together development partners, farmers and participants from the private sector. Deputy Minister of Agriculture in charge of horticulture, George Odro, pledged the resolve of the ministry to collaborate with its partners to put in place a minimum traceability system to help monitor produce from the farm gates to shipment.
In September 2017, following the visit of auditors from the Directorate General for Health and Food Safety of the European Commission, the ministry resolved to collaborate with its partners to put in place a minimum traceability system to help trace produce from farms to shipment. This will help prevent unregistered and uncertified exporters from exporting agricultural produce to the EU. The traceability system will also contribute to add value to Ghanaian horticultural produce, thereby boosting the confidence of consumers from the European Union. It is in this light that the Improving Food Safety System project has procured the services of two IT compliance companies, namely Silent Star from Ghana and GeoTraceability Limited from Canada, to develop a certification and a traceability software respectively.
The USAID Ghana Economic Growth Director Kevin Sharp noted that building an efficient and effective food system is a step towards ending Ghana's reliance on aid and promoting the livelihoods of farmers and other producers. The country director of the Improving Food Safety System project, Nido Dudodu, explained the traceability concept and how it ensures food safety.
Traceability system is a product that an exporter needs to have to really satisfy their clients outside the country, right? So once you have it, it improves on your income generation ability from export. So you know, the first point of call for who pays for a traceability system is the exporter. If the Ghanaian exporter at this time after the ban is not too strong to take up the cost, then I'm sure part of the options will be, okay, so what are the institutions in country, whether government through the Ministry of Food and Agriculture or through other financing institutions and financing schemes in country that can hold the funding fort till the exporter is ready to take up the cost.
USAID supports the Ministry of Food and Agriculture to improve access to market for smallholder farmers through the U.S. government's Trade Africa Initiative.
That was a report on a forum in Accra to review progress made on the development of a pilot food safety and certification system in Ghana.